time to unplug from the politics and crank it up.
Talking to the devil.
With Max Inc. on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.
Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin. Good evening, everybody. My name is Jimmy K. here with Rocker and Terry Barr. It is time for Live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Four locations: Sun Prairie, Monona Drive, Livingston Street, and Johnson Street. You know, there's pizza, then there's Sal's. Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com. Also sponsored by Quality CBD, Delta 9, Delta 8, THCP, THC pre-rolls. They got all the goodies. Kombucha, art, so much more. Why travel to Beloit when you can stop in on Willie Street at Quality CBD? Rocker has opened up the Devil's Lair, man.
Jimmy, it is time for the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Tonight's guest has been in the Devil's Lair in the past, and their every genre, every gender band has been playing stages at festivals, including Atwood Fest on Saturday, July 30th.
Woo! Looking forward to it.
Fresh from playing Art Fair on the Square, right into the Devil's Lair. Welcome back, Kat, Alex, and Ben, who together are Kat and the Hurricane.
Yay. Hello, Madison.
Hello, hello. Hey. So happy to be here.
Hey, so tell us, how was the show today on the Square? There aren't too many days with weather like today, are there?
It was beautiful.
It was so nice. There were so many people on the Square and so much art. It was so much fun.
Yeah, I forgot that was the art fair today or this weekend.
That's it was. And where were you guys playing up there?
We were right on the top of the State Street stage. There are three stages all across the square, and we were right on State Street there. So it was really fun.
That is awesome. I love playing outdoors at Madison, right in the shadow of the Capitol. That's incredible. For our listeners who may not be familiar with Cat and the Hurricane, and you guys are playing at Atwood Fest, so people are wondering, what are you guys like? Tell us about Cat and the Hurricane.
Well, Cat and the Hurricane is a group of queer, trans, and non-binary folk that are musicians from right here in Madison. We play synth rock pop that we like to affectionately call sad lesbian music. We coined the term as a joke. It started as a joke, but then we're like, no, this is a feeling.
I don't know, the guys down at the Atwood Fest are like, wait a minute, what? Sad yeah. lesbian music?
They're like, oh, I'm feeling feelings? what is this tingling?
Yeah, but we've been in Madison for like 4 years now, and so super excited to be at Atwood Fest and playing some synth rock tunes there.
You know, we were talking about Gabe Berdoulis and other bands like Quick and Painless, who are all in Rockonson, and what we were talking about, we kind of watched like Gabe grow up in front of us here in the Madison music scene before he moved away. I feel like Cat and a Hurricane and our relationship with you all is the same thing. We're watching you just blossom and explode here in Madison. It's really cool.
I'm glad you used that word, because I was saying when they all came in, wow, what a summer you are having. And it's not going to end, because you've got a big tour plan too, which is so exciting. How does it feel?
It is absolutely wild. We've been working together as a three-piece since 2019, and Kat and Ben have been performing longer than that, and Kat's been performing solo for longer than that. So I feel like for all of us, this has been a long time coming, and we're really, really proud of all that we've worked on, and we're excited to go on tour. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. What vehicle are you using?
We are renting a passenger van,
which
is expensive.
Yes,
but definitely worth it.
But the maintenance is done by someone else.
Yes, and it's insured.
We can all fit in one car, and the maintenance is insured and everything like that. So we're renting a van, not cheap, but going to be worth it.
Well, definitely.
It's a lot worse breaking down on the road.
Yeah,
there are a lot of horror stories and like people getting their van stolen. Like, it's insured. We don't really have to worry about it too much.
We're not renting a van. So if you're looking to steal a van, you are not listening to this right now.
We are not going on tour.
No. Sorry, we're not on tour.
Okay, Jimmy, I hope you hit the dump button. Hey, let's get to some live music with Cat and the Hurricane acoustic here in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. This next song, it's called Walls. Tell us about this song before you play it.
This song came to life unexpectedly in the year 2018. I had just met somebody that I felt really hard for, and they opened up to me really quickly. I found that we were doing the thing that I think we accidentally do sometimes, which is trauma bond, and that's not always usually, like, it's mm-hmm. not the healthiest way to start a relationship. But when this person opened up to me, I was able to see them fully and understand why they kind of worked the way that they worked, and I was able to share with them, like, hey, in solidarity, like, here is my life experience and story. So this song is about surviving abuse, surviving the unimaginable, and having to cope and live with that for the rest of your life, and learning to live and function normally while trying to grow and kind of grow out of that version of yourself that, you know, experienced something terrible.
All right. Well, let's check it out. Let me invite listeners right now. If you want to ask Kat and a Hurricane a question, call now. You can do that at 844-967-2789. 844-967-8... Wait, what's the number?
844-967-2789. Yes.
That's it. All right. It's Kat and the Hurricane live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Picking away from the wall that you have built, and I am climbing your fears to put them in the ground. Give in to it. Give in to me, I know it hurts, it's plain to see, but I hurt too, and I want to be safe in everything you do, and it's not fair, we had no choice, and they can't steal our only voice, so say it loud, and say it clear, do not let them dictate your fear. I am singing to you, 'cause I have walls built too, and I am hoping you'll see that you are just like me. Give in to it, give in to me, I know it hurts, it's plain to see, but I hurt too, and I know you want to be safe in everything you do, and it's not fair, we had no choice, and they can't steal our godly voice, so say it loud and say it clear, do not let them dictate your to me, I know it hurts, it's plain to see, but I heard too, and I know you want to be safe in everything you do, and it's not fair. We had no choice, and they can't steal our only voice. So say it loud and say it clear. Do not let them dictate your fear.
Nice. Cat and Hurricane live in the Devil's Lair here on Devil Radio and the Shaw, 101 FM, the Shaw. Once again, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. If you have a question for Cat and Hurricane. You know, when Rocker told me, I think back in, what was it, early May, maybe end of April, oh, hey, Cat and Hurricane's going to play Atwood Fest. I was like stoked, but I had to keep my mouth shut until, you know, the band lineup dropped. Atwood Fest is a big, big deal. It has to be super exciting for you all to be on stage or going to be going on stage.
Yeah, it's so exciting. Like, Atwood Fest is such a huge thing to be able to put on a resume, and it's such like an amazing event in Madison. Madison has so many great events for the summer, and I feel like we've gotten to do some of like our bucket, like so many of our bucket list things this summer. Like, we just came from art fair on the square, just played live on King a few weeks ago, and doing Atwood Fest. So it's been honestly a dream come true this summer.
What about Milwaukee shows?
Milwaukee shows.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we actually have one coming up this Thursday at the Cactus Club in Milwaukee. We're playing with Social Sig. I think that's actually going to be a solo set. And then a band from Chicago who originated in Champaign-Urbana, Illinois, where I went to college. They're called Ocean Child. And we've been talking, and we're just so excited to play. So that's going to be fun.
I knew.
Yes.
Happening.
Milwaukee, too. We love Milwaukee, too.
Yeah, definitely.
And so you just mentioned that you had played live on Queen Street. Tell us about that show, because I saw some pictures that looked pretty big.
I
feel like we're all still kind of like soaking it in, like trying to just like verbalize exactly how that felt. Obviously, one of the biggest shows of her career thus far. Also happened to be on the same day that Roe was overturned. So we had a lot of feelings, and I feel like Madison was also having a lot of feelings.
Yeah.
But I think that Live on King was the thing that Live on Queen was the thing that everybody needed that night. So yeah. Where we were was, you know, like a little bit of little panic feeling, right? So yeah, like, yeah. Oh my gosh, how could this day possibly get any weirder? But it was breathtaking to look out over the crowd and to see how many queer and trans people, community members were there that showed up for us, that really needed this thing, this cathartic thing to all join together and kind of be scared and angry at the same time, all together in the same place. And I said to the crowd, be as angry as you need to be as scared as you need to be, but we're gonna do this right here, right now. So we're in this together. And asked for all of my trans siblings to come to the front and have the allies stand aside, and just it was about them that day, really, truly, because having a uterus goes beyond just having an AFAB body. So, and this affects more than just women with uteruses.
To have this platform, that's huge. You were still there to play a show and have a great time and bring the party. But how does that feel to have a platform like that available to you where you can say what you need to say, bring people together, And I always feel like music does that anyway. So, but also you saying your piece.
Right.
You know?
So I feel like we've talked about this quite a few times over the last couple of months in interviews and all kinds of things, people reaching out, is that when we were kids, we didn't have the kind of representation that we are bringing to the table right now. And we think that's incredibly important and vital for kids that are from the younger generation that are growing up right now with anti-trans legislation being passed and things like basic human rights being just completely swept aside. So to be that kind of representation that we needed when we were kids is like a dream come true, because as a kid laying in my bed at night, listening to my Walkman, lip syncing to all of the songs, imagining myself playing on a stage someday, like I'm finally doing that exact thing that I used to dream of. And when we were growing up, we didn't have trans and queer musicians to look up to, really. I mean, you know, there was Prince, there was Bowie, there's Freddie, but really it was few and far between. So
especially on a local level. Yeah,
especially on a local level. Yeah. And I feel like we all had dads that were listening to dad rock, you know, so there was right. You know, we had to stumble upon those things ourselves when we got older and started veering away from the very family-centric structure that we've all been kind of indoctrinated into to grow up. So it's, you know, really a coming of self story for us.
One of my favorite stories that you've said, that you told to us on the air in a previous interview, Kat, is the time where Kat and her hurricane was still young. You were playing a show down in Beloit, and fans of Kat and Hurricane, who were also part of the trans and LGBTQ community, really opened up to you and expressed their appreciation, if I remember the story right, and really took you by that.
It was a beautiful moment.
Do you feel a responsibility, you know, being part of that community, and with the current events with Roe being overturned? What can Kat and Hurricane do to, you know, help further the cause to, you know, reverse this BS that we got ourselves into?
I don't know. Maybe we should go TikTok viral or something. and call out the Supreme Court. I don't know.
Something.
The younger generation has already doxed them, so I think they're doing the Lord's work on their own.
Yeah.
But on a more serious note, using this platform to spout off about this, like, this is not normal. This is not okay in any way, shape, or form. After 50 years of having this be a thing, and then just to decide this year, especially with all of the circumstances surrounding it, of, like, who decided that and how they got in there to decide that, it's ludicrous. It's criminal, and we won't stand for it. And I know that our community members here in Madison are angry, and like that was the thing with Live on Queen Street. We were getting ready for a show, and the security doing Live on Queen Street, they were ready for the protesters that were headed up to the Capitol that day around 3, 4, 5, 6 o'clock. And then that same crowd ended up creeping into the Live on Queen set, and I think it was just a very full day of being confused, angry, scared, not only for people themselves, but their friends, their families, their moms, their sisters, their daughters, anybody that has a uterus. And knowing that their bodily autonomy doesn't matter anymore, because that's what it comes down to. I digress.
Yes.
All right.
We normally unplug from politics on a Saturday night. But,
sorry, you're right.
But this is important because it really ties in, I think, into our community, obviously, and our country, you know. And
I agree. Music is, on a base level, sometimes political. And
yes,
our songs are protest songs because existing as trans and non-binary people, our existence is apparently a political, because they want to keep making it political. So if they want to keep making it political, we'll write you protest songs all day, baby.
You know, no doubt. I mean, rock and roll was born in the protest movement. Yeah. I mean, come on. You know, the 60s was, you know, the war. More of that. But the war just shifts, right?
Yeah.
Correct. And if we, if Stonewall hadn't happened, if our trans elders hadn't stood up for themselves, like, we're nothing without our trans elders for doing what they did. So much love.
And all started as a parade in San Francisco.
Yeah. Ready to throw bricks.
We're going to play a studio song here, right? Is that next?
Libra, why don't you tell us about this song? I think we've played it here on Max Inc. Radio before.
Several times.
Yes. Yeah, Libra is the first song that Kat and I as a duo ever recorded together and kind of arranged together. We first put out the first version of it almost a little over 3 years ago now. So that was our first kind of like moving towards the sound that we have right now. It's a song from the whole Libra EP that's titled after that song is all about kind of being surrounded by the wrong people and learning what it means to find yourself and be around the right people. And the hook, "What a Thing to Do for Someone Who Doesn't Love You," is really sort of one step in our journey towards learning how to love ourselves and be who we need to be. So that's Libra.
And we'll hear some more live music in just a few minutes. But right now is Kat and her Hurricane, Libra, live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies on Max Inc. Radio.
And papers and meaningless little things, you can only see it at night. You can only see it at
local music. That's Cat and a Hurricane and Libra. We're going to have more live music from Cat and a Hurricane here in just a couple of minutes. Stick around for that. You can give them a call and ask questions, comments. Tell them that they're awesome. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. More live in the Devil's Lair presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pie in just a couple of minutes on Max Inc. Radio.